GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com. George, this is a potentially confusing story, a news account to share, so I want to make the most of our time with Catherine Parker. She is a student at Eastern Maine Community College, and Catherine is on line three. If, George, you'd like to welcome her to our program.
I will, and then I'll refer to you because you were the background here on the story. Catherine, good morning. It's good to have you on board.
Good morning.
Catherine, your phone is breaking up just a little bit. Let us try one more time to make sure that we can hear you clearly. I'm going to clear the line and give Catherine a chance to call back in. And I'll start with the background. Catherine shares that she was assigned to write an opinion paper for her class at Eastern Maine Community College. She chose to write an opinion paper based on an editorial that we've commented on our program before, written by Douglas Rooks. The title of the Douglas Rooks op-ed, appearing in, as I understand, both the Portland Press Herald and the Bangor Daily News, Maine legislature derelict in its duty on red flag. And it has to do with Maine's proposed red flag law, citizen initiated. And you know all of the coverage to this. Catherine wrote the piece and submitted it to her professor, Carol Lewandowski. We posted Catherine's paper, and we've also posted Professor Carol Lewandowski's response on our Facebook and Insta pages, and you can read them for yourself. But while I wait for the cell phone to reconnect and for Catherine to reply, dial back in, I'm going to read what Catherine has shared with us and with what Carol Lewandowski, the professor from Eastern Maine Community College, answers as her reply. Catherine, I want to make sure that we've got you secure on the phone. Can we hear you now?
I can hear you.
Good, good. Catherine, just quickly, we've wasted a bit of time. I don't want to get to it. Tell us, what was the assignment, as concisely as you can, what was the assignment that Professor Carol Lewandowski assigned you to do?
The assignment was to take an article from a news media outlet, and it was supposed to be an opinion article, and I was to respond with my own opinion in a persuasive speech.
And you chose an opinion piece from Mr. Rooks, writing for the Portland Press Herald. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The title being Maine Legislature Derelict in Its Duty on Red Flag. Let me ask you this before we read the response from your professor. Do you feel that you understood the assignment?
At first, I did not, because we had missed class that week. And this teacher has been known for being unclear in both her Brightspace usage, which is the platform for our assignment, and also in her teaching methods. We usually have to go over pretty much everything in the last 20 minutes of class when it comes to Brightspace and assignments.
Mm-hmm. And finally, can you sum up for us, what was the content of your opinion paper that you wrote in response to what Douglas Rooks wrote for the Portland Press Herald? Can you sum that up for us?
And it was that the legislature shouldn't have ended early and that red flags were good for Maine. And I responded with agreeing with him that the legislature session should have gone on as legally obliged, and that but I also disagreed because red flags are not good for Maine in any capacity.
Okay. I'm going to read what you have shared with us as the response from Professor Carol Lewandowski to your opinion paper. And if any of this, if I'm sharing any of this incorrectly, I'm going to ask you to jump in and correct me. Okay, Catherine? Quote, "This is riddled with numerous logical fallacies, parenthetically, faulty cause, equivocation, faulty comparisons, to name a few, and misinterpretation of intentions of legalities. You also do not have a plan for the intro, nor do you state the biblio info." Second paragraph. "I appreciate your opinion, but you have to, one, follow the assignment regs in the intro and biblio info, and two, avoid proselytizing with logical fallacies in a college class." Paragraph 3. "Wasn't your former speech a testimony to finding Jesus? Did Jesus pack heat?" Paragraph 4. "I find this Second Amendment nonsense exhausting and highly recommend you choose a different topic, since this is one I can easily grade given my own disdain for the misrepresentations of the Second Amendment. Hate to tell you, by the way, hate is not capitalized at the start of the sentence. Hate to tell you, but guns do kill. Just ask the victims of the 200 shootings this year, or the parents of the Uvalde kids, or the dancers at the Orlando Club shooting, or the parents of the Sadie Hook victims, or the families who lost kids' lives at the Virginia Tech shooting, or the El Paso Walmart victims' families, or the families who lost people to the shootings in Lewiston, or the parents of the Parkland school shootings, or the parents of the Columbine shooting victims, or the families of the Aurora Theater shootings. Next paragraph. You clearly do not care about people as much as you care about guns. Your argument is a solid representation of that. Next paragraph. For fairness to you and me, please choose another topic. Second to the last paragraph. And think again about Jesus packing heat. Really, you and your ilk drive me nuts with your hypocrisy. Final paragraph. Guns kill. Own it. Catherine, is that an accurate sharing of what Professor Carol Lewandowski of Eastern Maine Community College shared with you on your opinion paper?
That.
Once again, your phone is cutting out. Was that an accurate representation, Catherine?
Yes.
And what was your reaction when you received that from your professor?
I was not surprised. I knew that going into a community college, I would face a degree of persecution. I was aggravated because while I've been facing this type of thing since middle school, I've never been personally insulted by a professional college professor or any teacher at all. My first reaction was to call my mother and make sure that I wasn't overreacting. She was also aggravated. And then I sent her an email saying that I would not be changing my topic. And this is absolutely ridiculous. I didn't tell her how infuriated I was, but I knew that this is more than not okay. This is unprofessional, and it's bullying of a student. A professor at a college level should be able to grade a paper unbiased despite any topic, and they should not be personally insulting their students for their topic of choice.
George, I'll defer to you now that we've set the table if you have a question for Catherine, even as her phone is a little bit wonky on us this morning.
I'm just curious, and I know little of this story. I'm reading up on it. You say you've been bullied or bothered since you're in middle school for your position. Bullied about what?
Unpopular opinions on everything from my religious beliefs to LGBTQ, gun rights, abortion was a big thing. By students, and on occasion, teachers would say that I was incorrect or something like that. But it's been a thing since eighth grade when I entered public school.
Did you have a chance to talk with the dean of Eastern Maine Community College about Professor Carol Lewandowski's response to your opinion paper?
Yes.
And again, your phone is cutting out when you initially say something, so I'll ask you too, if you would, detail with us what happened when you talked to your dean about this situation.
I described the situation both with the political discrimination and the unprofessionalism of her class in general. How no students know what's going on with her grading system and the other ways that she runs the class. We discussed the discrimination piece, and the dean assured me that discrimination was not tolerated at the community college, but she did not give me a clear answer when I asked her how she felt about what the teacher said to me. She assured me that she would be getting both sides of the story. I was not confident at all that she would handle it appropriately, and the appropriate action for this level of discrimination and unprofessionalism would be to fire said professor. At the end, she apologized for what I was going through, and I responded with, no, I'm sorry for all the students who she's done this to before, because she's been teaching now for 20 to 30 years, and they can't stand up to her because they do not have the resource nor the courage that I have, being raised the way that I was.
I want to take this a moment, George, and point out to you and point out to listeners that I did reach out to Eastern Maine Community College yesterday. I did not get a reply, and I reached out the only avenue that I immediately had to reach out to Professor Lewandowski, and I have yet to get a reply. Catherine, where do you go from here?
I will continue to speak up on the issue and continue pressing for the termination of Professor Lewandowski, and I would like to give a voice for the other thousands, if not a couple million, of students in, that have conservative values that face the same prosecution every day, but they don't do anything about it because we have been led to believe that we are in the minority.
George, did you have any additional questions or comments to share with
No, I'm just reading between. Are your views conservative against a professor who's more to the liberal side? Is that the issue here?
I wouldn't have a problem with her if she disagreed with my opinion. The biggest thing is how rude she was in her response and the fact that she can't grade a student's paper because she's personally offended by the topic.
Okay.
A listener wants us to ask, and they don't understand, how did Jesus become a topic within this, and her comments about Jesus, and quoting Professor Lewandowski here in this, Jesus packing heat. Any idea where that came from?
Yes. This was my second paper for this class. My first paper was a persuasive intro on following Jesus, because her criteria for topics were things that we're passionate about, and there's nothing that I'm more passionate about than following the Lord Jesus.
And then,
so that was my first topic.
And then came this comment from Professor Lewandowski that asked about Jesus packing heat. Let us ask one additional question, only in the first two paragraphs. And I asked you in the beginning, Catherine, if you felt that you understood the assignment. Your professor talked about logical fallacies, misinterpretation of intentions and legalities, and a plan for the intro. I'm going to say that I do agree that if I'm reading this as an opinion piece, I'm seeing that quote in the very beginning, and I think that's a quote from Rooks, but I don't see an attribute. Do you feel that what the professor pointed out about the logical fallacies and not following the biblio info and such, does Professor Lewandowski have any standing in criticizing your piece based on that?
I think that she may, but the assignment that I passed in that this comment was on was a rough draft because she didn't attend class that previous week, and I did how I was taught in high school as an opinion response. So it wasn't up to her criteria because she had not taught that criteria yet. The one that you're reading, are you reading my piece?
Yes, and I think what I'm reading is your draft. This wasn't the final, this was the draft, and this was the feedback you got from your professor on the draft.
Correct.
Catherine Parker, student, Eastern Maine Community College. Is school out for the summer? Are we done now? Are you done with this class?
No, I take summer classes because I wanted to graduate early.
Got it. Catherine, we're going to circle back and find out what happens next in this. Would you come back? And we'll try to make an arrangement to get a better phone for you so we don't lose part of the conversation. I think what you have to share is important. I don't want people not to be able to hear it. Can we check with you again sometime, Catherine?
Yes, of course.
Thank you, Catherine Parker. If you want to read Catherine's draft that's posted now on our Facebook and Insta page. And if you want to read again the response from Professor Carol Lewandowski of Eastern Maine Community College, that too is posted on our Facebook page and Insta page. This is the George Hill Rick Tyler Show. This is VOM, the voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Team, your home sold guaranteed realty. Find out what your home is worth online instantly at LaughlinWolfingtonRealty.com.